This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But the Pens lose to the Flyers in overtime last night. They lost ugly to the Blues the day before that. When you look at everything else that went down over the weekend, they now sit 3 points out of first place. Just 3 points out of first. Also 3 points behind the Capitals, who are technically tied with New York for first place. Islanders, Caps tied for first in the Metro, then the Pens in third, 88 points. They're also 7 points up on the Canadiens, who would be the first team out. So they're in a fairly comfortable spot where if they go out on this road trip and do some damage,
they got to beat Carolina.
That's the first step. That's the first step. Is that's where they've put themselves after they had a chance last night to bounce, not just bounce back from the St. Louis loss, but to pretty much dispose of the Flyers season. They would have been dead and buried had they beat the Flyers in regulation. And also, they'd be within a point of the division title as well. As it is, they're still right there in that third spot. I don't want to say muddling along because they've played extremely well as of the last month or so. But they're,
I'll
when
take
you don't
a split
finish,
on
you,
these four.
Yeah.
I'll take a split. One of the wins has to be Carolina.
Well, one of them has to be the Rangers because the Rangers are garbage at this point.
Yes,
and then win one of those Western Conference games.
Need three.
I'm greedy.
Jim,
I want
out of
three
these
wins.
Four, what do you got to do on the road? A split for me because of the recent form of the Penguins is a-okay. I'll take, but you got to win the Carolina game.
Yes, you got to get two tomorrow, preferably in regulation.
Right,
and then I think 5 points, 5 out of 8. That's fair enough. Too bad because you got Nashville, you got Dallas. And I know the Penguins have tended to do better, or at least earlier in the season they did against those Western Conference teams. Saturday, not so much. But yeah, I think 5 points out of eight. But it has to be like that 4 point swing. Because right now, Carolina's got two, even after tomorrow night's game, Carolina's got two games in hand.
Right.
And what you need to avoid is getting into Tampa Bayville. Although, in a lot of ways, maybe depending on how healthy
the second
Penguins
wild card,
are,
yeah.
Depending on how healthy the Penguins are, the best time to get Tampa Bay might very well be in the first round.
But the other thing they need to avoid, and to bring it back to what did not work this weekend, was the fact that when we talked about them late last week, they were playing, let's be honest, it was somewhat boring hockey. But it was effective hockey, right? It was good old-fashioned Mike
responsible.
Sullivan.
Responsible. I don't
responsible.
Think
boring.
I think responsible works.
200-foot game, as Sully likes to say all the time. And they completely melted down in that regard at the end of regulation last night. And it's incredibly
and
strange.
And it was 87.
Yes, to see it from Sidney Crosby. Not just on the game tying goal, but then on the overtime goal as well.
Not even worth conversation, but it is.
Yes.
Because it's such an outlier. Because of the brilliance that he gives you all year, it is like your gold glove guy dropping a pop-up. It never happens, and you're not going to see it for another 100 games, another 200 games, and it just happened to happen two times.
If there's one guy that'll bounce back from it and it will completely change the way he plays the last 9 games of the regular season,
like,
it's
Jim, you
Crosby.
Can effectively say you have absolutely zero worries about it, right?
About Sid?
Yes.
Yeah, there's no worry about Sid, but it's just uncharacteristic for what to happen last night. And that one where I think I know what he was doing, but it seemed like it would have been easier just to take Couturier out of the play instead of trying to somehow collect the puck from him with, 4 seconds to go?
Right, and it becomes one of those matters of three-on-three hockey and extra ice, and maybe Couturier just got around him.
Yeah, that's true. But, Sid is he's Sid. He'll be fine.
He'll be fine.
But two games without a point.
I know.
Where's the panic button?
Don't know.
The Jim Colony panic button?
Put it
Are
away.
We ready?
Put it away, Jim.
I know. Until these last two games.
Center
man.
Controversy?
No, typically when I'm not around, they play really well. Like this stretch
or they get
in
the
March.
Mumps.
But when I'm in Florida, good things tend to happen. Usually.
Well, go back to Florida.
I know.
Jim.
Right.
I mean,
see, he's talking himself into this retirement.
He is.
Jim, there was a joke I was going to play on you, and I backed off of it.
No, that's okay.
I was going to
I was going to get fired.
No, that you had retired and that you were done and that you called it quits. Is that the joke I was going to play?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to get Shelby in on it.
Oh, okay. We're going to have her, like, do a happy retirement greeting,
like,
for
hey,
you.
Hey, this is a tough time, and Jim's taught me a lot, but it provides me better opportunity, whatever. Well, you would have hit the roof, though, if you would have started getting happy retirement.
Congratulations on your retirement, Jim, yeah. From, like, noted UNH alum.
Yes, and just different people. You would have not taken that well, so I backed off.
Good. I can tell you.
I
can tell you three places I wouldn't be living. Those three houses that I put up on Facebook.
Yeah,
looking
I know.
For a retirement home.
I saw that. Where was that? Was that
Sarasota Bay.
My goodness. That one house, I mean, it had to be $3.5 million.
I don't know what they are.
Gigunda.
We took like an eco cruise, you know, like and they dug up some shellfish and some other stuff with the aquarium there, which is actually really cool.
Uh-huh.
And then they're pointing over there, and there's Rob Johnson. You know, if you AC/DC fans, that's his house. And Steve Tyler used to live in that house. And there's a rumor that Tom Cruise lived in that house.
Risky business there, Jim.
It was, apparently, because he was with Nicole Kidman at the time.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, Pens lose a pair at home this weekend. First 5-1 to St. Louis, classic Saturday afternoon performance. And then last night to Philly, they had the lead until the final few seconds. Philly ties it up and then wins with 3.4 left in overtime. Maybe they
Did
just
they
ran
just bump into a couple hot goalies? Is that what you were going
to
say?
That's what I was going to say, because that's what Patrick Hornquist seems to think.
Yeah, it's been like two games in a row now. We have some glorious chances, and myself too, to find the net back in the net, but we couldn't get it up and get it over his pad. So sometimes not go in, but if you keep going there and keep create those kind of good chances, they're going to come for us.
See, I agree with that. It just so happened to be six straight periods of really good goaltending that was stacked together.
Yeah, I think there were points on Saturday afternoon where they didn't look totally engaged. But I certainly agree that last night, I thought they took the bulk of the game to the Flyers. And
it
looked
felt like Saturday,
like
that Geno ceremony kind of like let some of the air out of
took
the
building. Took the
edge off. Yeah, it was almost too much.
Yeah.
It was a little bit strange.
And part of it, like you said, is just Binnington played out of his mind on Saturday, and Hart played extremely well last night, too. So, yeah, here's the thing. They're still in a good place. They're still in a spot where if they get 8-9 more points, they're assured of a playoff spot, and they've got 9 games left. But as Jim pointed out earlier, you start to look at, well, how's the matchup sit for the first round and into the playoffs? And Do they start to worry about scoring depth when you talk about Aston Reese going to be out an extended period of time? You're just looking at getting Brian Rust back now, maybe Letang back tomorrow night in Carolina, but now all of a sudden Geno Malkin is quote-unquote week to week. And you thought you were going to be back to 110%, but now you're not quite.
Yeah, and I worry about Evgeny Malkin because this is the time in which, and we've seen it in years past, the time in which he kind of, we've talked about this. How many regular season games is Geno going to need? You remember that?
Right,
like
yeah.
In the past when he's been injured. Well, is it 5? Is it 7? Is it 9? Is it 10? Is it 1? Is it 2? How many games? Well, Geno will be ready when playoff time comes. Now when you have 9 regular season games left and it's week to week, I get a little worried if he'll be at full steam come playoff time. I mean, because it's just a simple mathematic equation.
Yeah, because there's 3 weeks and it's week to week. So very quickly that goes by and you look up and the playoffs have started, and that is the one spot. What happened earlier in the season when they were without Geno for a while? Matt Cullen was centering the second line. We all agreed, as much as we appreciate what Matt Cullen does as the fourth line center and a penalty killer, you don't want him centering the second line. So you start to run into those depth issues. And does that include, I don't know, maybe you've got to pull Jared McCann off the top line to have him center the
but
second line. You start shuffling things around.
Jim, is this weirdly resembling the first cup run with the late season Geno injury? Now you got the second coming of the HBK line with 72, 53, and 81. You know, kind of you string something together. I mean, really, it feels like you're putting something together in Hornquist and in Bluger and in Kessel that maybe kind of not comes out of nowhere, but okay, we're going to put them together because that's what we got now, and Geno is injured, and he's going to kind of reappear.
I'd be curious to see if that could work for an extended period of time.
Well, I think it kind of makes it easier with Bluger available
Rust,
as a center.
And put Rust and Kessel.
Or you can put Rust back up with, yeah. That, you know what, the thing is with Rust is you can play him on either wing, and it doesn't seem to bother him. I know I can't remember which one he prefers, but I think it's the right. But he'll play anywhere. And that's why I thought with him coming back, and man, they were in a good spot with the Aston Reese Kessel Malkin. I thought that was a unit that was going to stay together. And you run into something with McCann, with Crosby and Gensel, and then that leaves you Rust as a wild card that you can slide up and down.
Well, and if you think about the dynamics of, and I understand somebody would have to play on their off wing and they wouldn't like it all that much, whether it would be Horny or Phil. But if you put two guys like that with a young guy like Bluger in the middle,
mm-hmm.
I like the energy. Do you know what I mean? Like, Kessel needs a jump start, clearly. He needs to have a couple things break his way. Hornquist is instant added energy, even if he still isn't putting pucks in the back of the net. And Teddy Bluger, I don't care. The kid is going to be big for them into the playoffs.
We know Bluger fits the Rust and the Gensel mold right when they come up. The moment doesn't envelop him.
Right.
He's not scared of that. Will you agree to that, Jim?
Oh, there's no question. We thought that way back when.
Yes.
Like, when you said with the Cullen thing playing center, which is that's not going to happen again, though, now.
I could go into a playoff series with Teddy Bluger centering a line of Phil Kessel and whoever you want to put on the other wing. And I would feel good about the fact that Bluger's not going to shrink in the big moments and that you can give him the ice time. Like, the kid has proven a lot over the last month and a half. And I think nobody wants to be without Gino, but if you have to get by with it for a couple of games, you wouldn't hate it.
Well, there are people in the organization that knew all along or felt all along that Bluger belonged in the NHL, but there just wasn't a spot for him at the time. And then they moved out a couple of centers. With Shane, I know Shane was kind of playing wing sometimes, but they got rid of Broussard and Shane, and that created a center spot. And you asked to fill in for Malkin, and you get a goal.
There you go.
And so what more? What more do you want from the guy? And he plays they use him as a penalty killer, so he plays that 200-foot game that everybody.
He's a ball of energy. I like what
you
he brings.
What he is? He's a baller.
He's not a dude.
Yes.
He's a baller.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.